It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A water usage agreement between the City of Charles City and the Valero Renewables ethanol plant west of town has been put on hold amid concerns of its impacts on local water supplies. The city and Valero have had an agreement in place for several years. During last night's city council meeting, a new three-year extension was up for consideration after city administrator Steve Deers explained an increase in water consumption requested by the plant.
New limits are looking at going from 1.3 million a day to 2 million a day and 35 million a month to 58 million a month. And in the aggregate total from 420 million gallons to 470 million gallons. So it's a 50 million gallon increase. Equates to about 12% more water.
Councilwoman Phoebe Pittman questioned the effects of that water use increase.
Given that we're in an extended drought based on DNR data, I mean, do we feel really confident at this point that drawing this excess water isn't going to have a negative impact on our current or potentially future water resources? And furthermore, the way I look at it, we have to look at the whole watershed, including outlying areas outside of Charles City, because it's all connected. Will it have an impact on those outlying areas within our watershed, drawing down this excess water?
Floyd County Supervisor Mark Kuhn addressed the council with his theory on the need by Valero for the increase in water consumption.
The additional requirement is because 2 weeks ago, Summit added the Valero Charles City plant, the Valero, to the main line. And so the approximate increase would be in excess of 50 million gallons just to cool the supercritical carbon dioxide at the plant site.
Given the questions raised, the council tabled any decision on the water usage agreement and requested additional information from the Iowa DNR and Valero itself on its possible impacts. There were no injuries in a weekend apartment fire in Nashua. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office says they received a report of flames coming out of the roof of the residential building at 417 Wentling Street shortly after 5:30 Saturday evening. The Nashua Fire Department was then notified to respond to extinguish the fire. They were on the scene for about 2 hours. Nashua Fire Chief Tom Johnson says the cause of the blaze had not been determined, but appears to have started in the attic. The roof of the apartment was completely destroyed by the fire, and the structure is uninhabitable at this time. No injuries were reported, and all residents and animals were able to evacuate the building, with at least a half dozen residents displaced by the fire. Various people and groups in Nashua have been responding to help the victims of the fire. To find out more ways to help, visit Citizens of Nashua, Iowa on Facebook. One might say Floyd County is between a rock and a hard place by having to pay its highest amount ever for road rock to maintain the county's gravel roads. During their regular meeting yesterday morning, Secondary Roads Engineer Jacob Page presented the Board of Supervisors with the loan bid of almost $15.28 per ton of road rock from Bruning Rock Products of Decorah.
Doing the 100,000 tons is good. I think it's kept our roads in good shape, and I think we get quite a few compliments on how our gravel roads, the shape they are in. There's some roads that, you know, don't get it every year. There's some roads that might get it every couple of years. Those ones probably have less traffic, and then the roads that are more traveled are getting rock almost every year, I think, usually.
Page noted that the price per ton was about $13.88 2 years ago and about $14.75 last year. Board Chair Mark Kuhn put the total price of almost $1.528 million for the 2024-25 fiscal year in historical perspective.
For what it's worth, I can remember when this was $1 million, and times have changed. And we all understand the inflation and product. We obviously need the rock for our roads. It's extremely important. So I guess it's a cost of business.
The board voted unanimously to approve the road rock contract with Bruning Rock Products. A woman wanted for motorcycle theft almost a year and a half ago was arrested last week in Charles City. 48-year-old Anna Schmitz of Marshalltown was wanted on a Marshall County warrant for being in possession of a stolen FX-DX Harley-Davidson in October 2022. According to the criminal complaint, Schmitz admitted to possessing the motorcycle while knowing it was stolen. She also claimed she attempted to recover the stolen motorcycle because it was stolen from her. However, Schmitz did not register or insure the bike, valued at under $10,000, resulting in a charge of second-degree theft, a Class D felony. Charles City Police arrested Schmitz last Wednesday in the 900 block of 5th Avenue. Court records show that Schmitz was convicted in Floyd County in December 2021 for possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, a Class C felony. Schmitz was arrested by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office in October 2020 after over 160 grams of meth were seized from a residence in the 700 block of 10th Avenue in Charles City. With the above-average temperatures over the past month, kids have ramped up their use of the new Kindness Square Inclusive Playground in New Hampton's Runyon Park.
It's been great to see it busy. We just remind everybody that if you see anything, there's always some bumps in the road with new equipment, please let us know. We're going to have the company come and do another walkthrough just to make sure we're all set here come spring.
That's New Hampton Park Rec Director Tara Hackman, who says there are still finishing touches for the playground itself and more work before the new restrooms and pavilion shelter are functional. Hackman says future additions are also still on the table.
We would like to add like a small play feature to the shelter area. So, I mean, these first couple of years will tell us a lot, but we're always looking to make it bigger, better, and greater for our community.
Hackman also notes there's one unique aspect for Kindness Square.
We do not allow dogs unless they're a companion animal, just because of the brand new surfacing and the type of playground it is. So just something a little different than, you know, people are used to with our other playgrounds.
Hackman says they hope to conduct an official ribbon-cutting ceremony for the playground sometime in May. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.